Massachusetts' strong residential real estate market continued into November, posting growth of 10.3% year-over-year, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. Hi, I'm Ian Murphy, and I'm here with Cassidy Murphy, the editorial director of the Warren Group. Thank you for joining me, Cassidy.
Hi, Ian. Thank you for having me.
So the strong market has continued into November, which isn't too surprising, given the momentum it built up in the spring and summer. Next month, we'll have a comprehensive end-of-year report, but it's not too early to have a look back at the year. What has stood out for you about the real estate market in 2015?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things about this year was, of course, as we've said all year, how terrible last year's winter weather was and the effect that it had on the spring market, which delayed the start of the spring market and pushed it out further than we would normally have seen. But even discounting the 8 feet of snow that we had until March, the spring market was really unusual, and it went much, much later and much more strongly than we have pretty much ever seen.
I think what you're referring to is in the last 5 months, so from June to October, there were 2/3 of all home sales happened in that period. That had never happened before since we started tracking the data. Usually it's much closer to 50% falls into those 5 months. So it's a very significant compression of the market into that 5 month period.
Correct.
The condo market has also been very strong this year. Median price for a condo in Massachusetts in November was only $7,000 less than for a single family home. Do you think this is going to be the trend for a while as we start to see new units from the new developments come online?
I do. A lot of the new units coming online are luxury units, and those are going to drive up the median sale price quite a bit. A lot of them are in Boston or the areas just around Boston. I think the state numbers are a little unusual because they have so much of the Boston numbers involved in that median. I think the statewide condo market is not as expensive as one might expect, removing the greater Boston portion of it. But certainly that is where a lot of the new condo developments are, and most of them are luxury units. So we're going to continue to see big growth in the condo market.
So this month, still December, this month the Fed decided to raise interest rates. Do you think that that rise in interest rates is going to have an effect in the spring market of 2016, or is 0.25% something that's not enough to make a difference?
I don't think it's going to make much of a difference. It's a very small rise. Even if they raise it again in the spring, I think it's not going to have too much of an effect on the buyers who want and need and are willing to buy at the rates that are available. It's not going to scare anyone off.
Thank you, Cassidy. I appreciate you joining me, and thank you to all the listeners for joining us. If you would like more information on how the Warren Group's banking and real estate data can help your business, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you very much. Talk to you next month.